The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And guess who's with us this morning? That would be Robin. What, am I too loud?
You're way too loud. You're blowing my eardrums out. I'm sorry, you all.
All right. How's that? Any better?
Now I can't hear you at all.
How's that?
Down a little more.
How's that?
That's better.
Okay. I can't hear you a bit, so I'm going to turn you up a little. How are we sounding in the studio there, Chris?
Well, you started off loud. Now you're both kind of in the background, so I turned it up a little bit up in this direction.
Okay, let's. Now I'm too loud in my ears.
Now you're too loud, Robin.
Way too loud, Alan.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm barely touching this knob. How's that?
All right, you're okay. Now we have to hear from Robin.
I'm right here, but he's still way too loud in my ear, so I don't think you're touching the right one for my ear.
How's that one?
Try it again.
How's that?
No, it's the next one down.
Chris, we need to do this before we go on the air.
We can't because he doesn't work right with his...
How's that one?
I'm fine. I'll figure it out.
Is it still too loud?
Yeah, you're yelling in my ear.
I'm not yelling in your ear. I'm barely talking. Trying to figure out which one works for you. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay.
Hi, Chris. We're back.
Okay.
Good grief.
Now I can't hear Chris.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, right, Robin.
I'm serious.
Oh, man.
Well, you're messing with the knob.
I haven't touched these since last week, so I don't know what's going on.
I know. We never can figure this out because we don't touch them. They go in. It goes in a drawer. We never see it till the next week because we don't want to mess with it because it's all tuned and ready.
It's got something to do with the various hubs that it's going through to get up.
Is here. That what it is?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you hear Robin,
I'm perfect.
Chris?
Yes, I can hear both of you.
Okay. Can you hear me, Robin?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm perfect.
I'm getting an echo from you.
Because somebody's got their headset up too loud, and it's feeding back into the microphone. When that happens, it's because the monitor volume's up too loud.
Okay.
It's funny.
How's that?
It's funny because we've been doing this for a couple years now.
Yeah, and we've wasted 5 minutes on airtime.
No, but I know, but we still haven't figured the knobs out in 2 years.
I know.
Chris, that instruction manual is a wonderful thing.
No, yeah. We can't, but we don't, I guess we're just
I'll have to
technically
come down
illiterate.
There and decipher it for you.
I think that would be a wonderful idea. We keep trying to get you to come down for lunch.
I know. It's just a schedule thing.
Well, we're going to fix that.
So anyhow, welcome to the Outdoorsman Show with Robin
Jeez
and Alan.
Lou, 5 minutes of
That's how I was going to start.
What?
When I hear my name on there, you know, every morning, I still am not used to that. It still takes me by surprise every time.
You have a fan base of your own. You've been doing this how
long? It still totally blows me away.
Okay, we need somebody to call Robin. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680.
I know that I have people.
And wish her happy fan day.
No. But I'm not asking for that. It just still surprises me, you know? It is so different than what I was doing before.
Okay. If we keep this up, we're going to have to take our first break before we take a caller.
Well, we don't have a caller yet.
Well, we're going to. As soon as I tell them they can win two tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show at the Harrisburg Farm Building, whatever it's called, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania next month. It's the Great American Outdoor Show. Coming up, we will have a guest from the Great American Outdoor Show in the next hour calling in, And we'll talk in person with somebody who actually knows what's going on there. How about that? So that number is 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. And we welcome your phone calls anytime now. It's cold out there. We realize most people are just all snuggled in bed. I can't read it, honey. Who's
turn me down.
Turn you down. Okay.
Thank you.
Better? Chris? Yes.
Well, Robin's got to say something.
Oh, that's true.
I'm sorry.
Robin, you
got to
talk.
Oh, I thought I was talking and you cut me off.
I know. It's what's new.
Okay. Just turn Robin down just a little bit more and then you two will be fine. You'll be perfect.
Very good. Thank you.
Keep talking, baby.
I'm talking. I keep trying to talk. You told me that I had to stop talking.
No, I said we got to stop talking about adjusting the knobs and talk to keep people on the air.
Well, you know, it's our banter that's so...
Our banter? Yeah, that's banter.
The Bickersons, the modern-day version of the Bickersons.
Yeah, but we should go on the air sharp and clean without all this... You know, adjusting
part
this,
of it,
adjusting
we,
that.
Part of it, it might work out that way. Part of it is never going to be that way because we can't, until we go live, we don't know what it's going to sound like. And Chris cannot adjust us like this,
right.
Okay, until we're live. He's told us that before. We have to hear it go actually through the air and do all its neat little tricks to
Got
make
it.
Sure that how we sound because of the hubs.
There's a hub?
There's a hubs. There's a lot of hubs.
Sounds more like a speed bump.
Hey, we don't need callers, right, Chris?
No, actually, Robin, you've got one. His name's Eric.
Hi, okay. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, Robin? Happy Fan Day.
I'm going to kill him for that one. It's going
to
be a long
day.
Thank you.
I do.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
A little later. I don't know what you guys are talking about yet, so.
Well, we haven't talked about anything
except trying to get our microphones straight.
Hey,
so.
Look, Jerry Seinfeld made a living out of talking about nothing.
Yeah,
that's right.
In fact, but it's been 14 minutes now, so.
See, Robin?
We've done 13 minutes of nothing.
Probably the best rating. I love it so far. It's a really good show.
Thank you so much. You just made my day.
You guys keep up the good work, you know, and have a good day.
Thanks, Eric. You too, okay? Stay warm.
All right.
I got a question, though, something. It's about nature.
Uh-huh.
Chris, did you hear about that man in Southern Maryland, Charles County?
No, what happened?
They found him unresponsive in his house, and he later died with 124 snakes, including black mambas, cobras, rattlesnakes, anacondas, and pythons.
Oh, see, I saw the article, but I didn't read it about, you know, some guy was in his house, but I didn't read exactly where it was. But it doesn't surprise me that it happened in Maryland.
I lost a whole night of sleep over that. I really did.
Hey, John's listening in Troy, New York. It's minus 6 degrees. Actually, I think he's in New Hampshire, but 6 degrees. What do you think of that?
I heard earlier this week.
Minus 6 degrees.
It was minus 5 in Fargo, North Dakota, and then when you figured in the wind chill, it was like minus 26 or something like that.
Right. Yep. How about that?
And then places like Virginia Beach and so forth that never get snow and ice are getting snow and ice, and they're not ready for it.
Right. Troy, is there a Troy in New Hampshire? Apparently, that's where John's from. I didn't know there's a Troy in New Hampshire, but it's minus 6 there. What's the matter? Trying to figure out something.
WCBM Baltimore.
What's that?
Too much dead air. I had to say WCBM
Baltimore. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what happened there. I just got an email from a text from Captain Don. He wants to know if I had any experience fishing along Alligator Alley or the Temiani Trail in the Everglades. And I don't have any in that area, but right there, I fished in Florida a few times. Lake Okeechobee, some private stuff, Lake Toho, Pecoliga, Lake Toho, and I fished the seaside of the Everglades out of Isla Mirada. So that's the only Florida experience I have. Sorry. So, no callers yet, Chris, huh?
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right. Well, Robin, you do have one fan.
Yep, I got one fan.
At least. So, That's good. John, by the way, in wherever he's from up there, New Hampshire, said, Happy Fan Day.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. 410-922-6680. I think till we get this straightened out a little bit, we probably ought to take our first break. Let me find the information I need for that. There we go. Talked to Clyde yesterday, Clyde's Sports Shop. They're getting ready for fishing season. They've got all the live bait you need. Of course, the weather's making it a little chilly and some places a little difficult with the skim ice. But if you feel like braving it, perch are running, pickerel are running, and you can always go in and shop and see what's getting ready for rockfish season. Now, I heard from Rudy the other day. He was listening to Sportfish Advisory Committee meeting or council meeting, whatever it's called, and the rockfish season will remain unchanged from what it was last year. So you folks can, that are rock fishermen now, have a little bit of clarity on that. So Clyde's has live bait. They have all the fish and tackle you could need, want, or imagine, including rods and reels. They'll put new line on your reels for you. All the lures for the small fish, you know, the shad darts and the trout spoons and spinners and things like that. If you want to go after trout in freshwater streams, you can do that too. And, you know, when the water warms up a little bit, of course, there'll be more perch fishing, more bass fishing. But why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop, pick up your license, see what they have in stock. Check out the new line of rods and reels, especially those St. Croix rods. They're special. I'll tell you what, they're good stuff. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. How about that? Now, let's see. Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's is a great sponsor, and, you know, even despite the cold weather, we can talk about stoves all day long, and you might regret not going in there and getting your, you know, checking out the stoves. But guess what? You can still do that because they have a great selection of not only wood stoves, but pellet stoves, gas stoves, electric stoves, all that stuff. And there's still time to install your great gas fireplace insert. Now, Robin and I selected the Enviro model, EX35, and we just love the convenience, the remote control, the heat control, the blower control, the light, everything that you could just sit across the room and control your fireplace. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So they've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service as well, and we are glad to be recommend Backyard Billy's or Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on the Outdoors and Radio Show. So stop by their showroom in Graysonville. You can see all that right there that we just spoke about, or visit backyardbillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th, at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
where the alligators grow so mean. There lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Old Salad Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman.
That's me.
Lord have mercy.
You ain't kidding. One each hand.
Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a toast sack. Pork salad, Annie. Here you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang. No.
All right. Let's talk about giving away some tickets, Robin. We're going to give two sets of two tickets away. In other words, two pairs of tickets to two lucky callers today at the end of the show. And we're going to be giving them away to the Great American Outdoor Show. So let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Lee.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Alan, you remember me? I'm the guy with a state record pickerel.
I do. Yes, sir. Did you break it yet?
No. No, my kids will take care of that. My kids are every weekend they're come home and they're showing me pictures of what they're catching at Loch Raven or up in the Susquehanna or wherever they're at.
Right. Gotcha.
But the reason I called, a bit of a concern. Have you heard about this COVID with deer?
Yes. Yeah, we addressed that in two past shows, one on Christmas Day and one on the first day of deer season.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there is some evidence in a very few deer. I believe the study was in Ohio. They found something like six deer that exhibited, or not even exhibited behavior, but may have had the virus, the COVID virus. It's impossible to... Well, I won't say impossible, but I will say highly unlikely or improbable that any human can get COVID from a deer.
Has it been seen in the state of Maryland?
I believe they were instituting some testing during this deer season, if I remember the conversation. But I haven't heard any results yet.
Is it live deer or, you know... When I give them a shot, they're dead.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it would have to be live deer.
Okay, so the transfer, I guess the threat is through a live animal versus
deer. Deer to deer right now. You know,
deer
I mean,
to deer. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you get, you know.
I'm not a Googler, so I go word of mouth from.
Yeah, I haven't done a ton of research on it. I just listened to what our deer biologist said. And he said, yes, it's apparently been confirmed somewhere in Ohio with a small test sample, and that they're going to be looking into it here in Maryland. But, you know, I cannot imagine being able to pick up a virus from a deer that you've just shot.
Okay, yeah. I had a friend who, you know, he's a non-hunter.
Right.
And he sends me a thing, a third of the deer population in Maryland have this, you know, this COVID, and I'm like, you know, come on, man.
He sent that hat from where? What's his source?
I don't know where he... See, that's the thing.
I don't even know what the source is for these tests.
Huh?
I don't know what the source is for these alleged tests coming out of Ohio.
As with a virus, rumors spread rapidly within the hunting and non-hunting and... You know, that's our in our house. That's our red meat. That's
all
we eat here, and we process our own deer. And I'm like, you know, okay, throw another thing at me to have a concern about. But
yeah,
I figure I'm cooking the stuff. And
oh, sure.
You know, my cousin Jimmy, one of your writers, he did a tells me, you know, about a another problem they've had on the eastern shore with deer, and I'm like, yeah, you know.
Oh, you're talking about EHD?
Yeah, the other.
Well, that's another non-transmittable disease, you know.
Yeah, I know, so. But it's just these things get thrown out there, and it's
Well, there are a lot. There are a lot of enemies. There are a lot of enemies to hunting out there.
Yeah, I realize that.
You know, and they can have they can have a scientist do a study and report the results that they want.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah. It's a little discerning that you know a lot of the information I hear, because I'm not I don't sit on a damn computer all day.
I hear you.
You know, getting all worried. I got to get out to work and go have fun. Or whatever.
That's the best plan right there.
You got it, buddy. You know, I got friends that they live on a damn computer or play with their phone all day and and just collect garbage all day, and it's you know, they
yeah,
can
I
go
see
there,
the messages.
But
I see the group messages that I get included on. I go, oh, geez. Okay.
So. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Hey, well, thanks for the call, Lee. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Alan. All
you
right,
take
have
care.
A good day.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Ronald.
Hey, Ronald.
Hello. Well, hello, Miss Robin, and good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning.
Nice to hear y'all again. Alan, what a good way to start the show out this morning, Rob. I mean, Alan.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Me and Miss Ruth, we're doing fine there. Always enjoy listening to y'all. And Miss Robin, we're your number two fans, Miss Robin.
I think you're my number one fans.
Yes, ma'am. We heard Eric, and then, you know, we're your number two fans. Let you know we're your number two fans and everything there. We love the show. We really love the show. And enjoying and listening to it, Alan. And you still hanging in there, Alan. And, hey, I'm learning a lot from it, Alan. And I really appreciate it.
Well, we love to hear from you. We haven't heard from you for a while. We, you know, people don't realize that we actually think about people and wonder when we don't hear from them, we'll get worried. So
that's true.
I still listen to the show. I still haven't missed it. Last week, y'all talked to Miss Fran and this and that. And there was, I still listen to the show. Yeah, I enjoy listening to the show there and everything there, you know.
Great. All right, Ronald.
So, yeah, y'all have a wonderful and a nice, stay warm and safe, and happy New Year's to you.
You also.
Y'all take care. Okay,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Doug.
I got a question regarding the whitetail bow hunting season this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a hunter, and I don't. It's kind of hard to understand the rules, but bow season goes until the 31st of January, I think.
Correct.
But then there is an extra couple days for Heritage Day or something
primitive
like that.
Primitive days, yes. You can use a longbow or a recurve bow. You cannot use a compound bow or a crossbow.
That was my question. You can't use a compound bow.
Right. No compound, no crossbow, just a recurve or longbow. And you can only use a flintlock or a percussion cap muzzle loader.
Okay.
No inline.
All right. So another question, semi-related, which isn't really fair, but if you're a bow hunter, you have to have a hunting license. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a bow stamp.
And a bow stamp, right? That was the thing that kind of threw me, because it said that in the reservoirs you don't need a stamp to hunt there. Is that you just need a hunter's license?
Need a bow stamp. You don't need it's a $35 fee to hunt some of these management. You don't need a management stamp.
Gotcha. And my last question, I'm sorry for all this technical stuff, but my last question is I think that Ballmer County is in Region B. Is there no bag limit on deer in Region B?
In the metro zone, I can't remember if there is or isn't, but I think they brought back the unlimited in the metro zone. And Baltimore County somewhat falls in that resident zone, but either either that or 10 per season. So I don't know anybody that's going to go out and shoot 10 deer with a bow or 10 deer with a gun or 10 deer with a muzzleloader. But you know, antlerless deer only, that is, you know.
Right, yeah. And so those limits, they apply to out-of-state people, too?
Like, yes, of course.
People that come over from Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that clears up all my questions about the whitetail bow.
Glad to be able to help.
So. Thank you all.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Oh, thank you, Robin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
My wife is a lab scientist in the state of Maryland, 38 years.
What kind of scientist?
Lab
scientist. Hey, Chris, can you turn him up a little bit?
Okay, lab scientist.
Got it. Go ahead.
I'm on the Eastern Shore, so it's hard to get there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, so are we, so you should come booming in.
So she's 99% convinced that transmission from animal to human is really difficult.
Yes.
On these viruses. So she assures me I'm safe, so I feel good about that. Have a nice little story. Back in the 68, when I went to college, in Florida, went down to Flamingo Park, and we're sitting there and looking at an alligator, at a 14-foot alligator.
Right.
Didn't move a bit. So, you know, it must be something fake, what we know. So we started going a couple times, we're sitting on this wall for a couple times. You get this tap on the shoulder from the park ranger. Boys, come with me. We walk into the station, and same alligator, get a picture, a Polaroid picture. 1 second, he had on like a collection of 5 Polaroid pictures. One second, you see the alligator in this clear pond, the next thing you see it moving. Third, it grabbed a toy poodle, and fourth, you saw the alligator at the bottom of the just 10-foot thing with bubbles coming up. Well, I won't get into the graphics.
Yeah, I guess.
So he said, "I catch you doing anything like this, I'm going to have to give you a ticket." So he says that. That's against me. So we fast forward that winter. We were tapped on the shoulder again by a park policeman for throwing snowballs at a polar bear. So I think the humor is one's in the south and one's in the north, and we got called in for both.
You got busted both times.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. Pretty funny.
So. That's my story. I'm sticking.
You're
with
sticking
it.
To it. All right, man.
I like it.
That's a good story. Thanks, Jim.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, take care.
Have a good one.
All right.
Pretty good story. Pretty good story.
Yes,
dear.
Don't forget this one. You got to do.
No, that's not till February.
Oh, okay.
That's not till February. Robin showed me a new sponsor. A script here, a new sponsor, which is Spurry's Tire Service here in town. We're very honored. They have not done any advertising for a long, long time and selected us to help spread the word because they like the show and their listeners like the show. So we're very, very happy with that, and we'll be bringing you more information from those folks here as we move along.
I'm looking forward to it because they've been – a business I've supported for a long time, so I'm excited.
Indeed. Good folks. So, hey, look, there's an auction coming up. Those of you who like auctions and those of you who like guns, the two are going to come together here very shortly. Thursday, February 3rd, and Friday, February 4th, it's the 16th annual Firearm and Men's Night Out Auction at A&M Auctions. Now, here's the website. You can see all this stuff online at www.amauctions.com. The auction will be conducted at the A&M auction facility, and that's 8000 Esham Road in Parsonburg, right outside of Salisbury. Now, on Thursday, February 3rd at 5.03 p.m., the online-only auction begins with a selection of guns, ammunition, swords, knives, bayonets, shooting accessories, and more. The Thursday auction is a timed online-only auction with bidding via Proxibid. Now, Proxibid is an app you can download to bid on things on auction services that are offered online. See www.amauctions.com. Then on Friday, February 4th at 5.02 p.m., the live on-site auction begins with live online bidding via Proxibid and a live auction at A&M Auctions. There are 350-plus firearms, including antique and modern rifles, military rifles, shotguns, handguns, Toyota Tacoma 4x4, 98 Dodge Ram 1500 4x4, a Venture boat trailer, a single-axle military trailer, and much, much more. Take a preview on Monday, January 31st, from 4 to 7 p.m., and also Friday, February 4th, the day of the live auction, from 4 to 5 p.m., right before the auction starts. See amauctions.com for more information. Hey, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, it's fishing season. The fishing tackle side and the crabbing side is geared up. We've got trot lines and crab traps up to the roof. We've got fish, rows and rows and rows of fishing tackle and rods and reels. They have a mess of stuff for fishing, including live bait and ice. Now, the hunting department's still going strong. A fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal. The waterfowl department has decoys and blind bags and ammo, and they're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys. Matthews and Hoyt compound bows, Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows, and all the arrows and broadheads and accessories you need for that. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters, is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road in the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, says everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-456-0300. That's 410-956-0300, or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention watermen, bring your license for your discount, and we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you.
Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear tell, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
You know, Chris plays this awesome music. Okay. One of these days I'm going to sing on air and be so embarrassed I'm going to die, because I just get into it when I'm sitting there listening before the mic goes live. And I'm going to break out the song, and nobody will ever listen again.
I think we need Davy Crockett back in Washington.
There you go, Chris.
What do you think?
Or Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith would be a good one, too. You're right.
James Stewart.
Just trying to stick with a song. So, let's talk to Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Rob. How are you?
We're fine. All right,
we're
Glenn.
Good. We're thinking about you.
Yep, thinking about you, buddy. No question.
Yeah.
Chris told us.
Hadn't had any of this. Either flu, COVID, or whatever. Me and my family, I've heard some of my relatives have been bad on it, most unfortunate thing, a week ago last night, my dad passed away.
I'm very sorry. Now, was that from COVID, or?
I don't know.
Right.
Well, he had other problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, Glenn, we will be thinking about you.
Absolutely,
okay?
Buddy.
Thank you.
And I am so sorry for that. But I'm glad you called us.
He was 88, so he wasn't there bringing chicken by the way.
Right.
No, not chicken,
but... I was just hoping he would been a little longer.
Yep.
I understand. What kind of work did he do?
He used to be a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I tell you, those farmers, they live pretty long lives, pretty happy lives. That's good.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, we're sorry to hear about that. We really are. And just be assured you are in our thoughts and prayers today, Glenn.
When is this, I know it's real soon, the
Great American Outdoor Show? Up in Harrisburg?
When's the the muskrat thing down at Cambridge.
It's been canceled again.
And we need to do that because we get to see you every year there.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Always nice.
The show's canceled due to COVID only because of the lockdown of the school. You know, it's held in a school. So the kids are there. Kids are all still masked in Dorchester, and it doesn't look like they're going to lift that anytime soon. But the issue is the cleanup and the you know, disinfecting the school after the event when so many people go through there. That's where the hang-up is with the Great American National Outdoor Show in Cambridge. Great American Outdoor Show is going strong, so. Mm-hmm. But the National Outdoor Show in Cambridge, and I don't want to mix the two up, is a local show put on by the local folks there, the Muskrat Skinning Championship, and all the vendors inside the school. Of course, we were there when it was open, measuring deer.
That's one of our favorite
shows
to do.
One of our favorite shows, yeah. And they just can't open it this year, unfortunately.
So hopefully by next year, things will continue to get better.
Not necessary. In general, COVID is because of the school district.
Yes, because of the school policy in Dorchester County. Correct.
Policies change minute by minute, so you never can know right now.
That's true.
What's going to happen? So maybe by next year we'll be all straight.
Let's hope so.
And we'll get to see Glenn again because he came down there a couple times when we were there.
We'll probably do a couple events on the Eastern Shore here with Bucks, Bears, Stags here soon. We'll get in touch with everyone. We'll announce it here to everybody, and you know, hopefully they can show up. And get
I was down to the one for a little bit. You were down to
Schrader's.
Schrader's.
Yep.
Oh, he did come to Schrader's. I didn't go to Schrader's.
No, you weren't there. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I missed you there.
So.
Yeah, Glenn, you take care. If you need anything, you reach out to us, okay?
Right.
Okay. Glenn, thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll be thinking about you.
Thanks for the call.
God bless
you,
later. Buddy.
God bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
410 WCBM 680. What'd you say, Rob?
I said, like we said, we think about our people, because I've been thinking we haven't heard from Glenn in a week or two.
I know.
So we really do. We feel like y'all are family to us, and we worry when we don't hear from people.
That's true. You know, I told you this past week, for some overwhelming reason, I was thinking about my mother. She passed 20 years ago tomorrow. You know, 20 years ago. Hard to imagine, you know. Hard to believe it.
So. My grandfather would have been 105 if he had lived past his 70s.
Yeah. Well, my dad died on Labor Day of 99, so he would have, at 80, so he'd be over 100 as well. So, you know, we do think about those who have gone on before. You know, we really do. So
I'm good or bad about that. I'm a very sentimental, which causes lots of clutter around our house, but I'm a very sentimental person.
What is your emotional attachment to that paper clip, Robin? Oh, my granddaddy used to clean his pipe with it.
My mom still has all the blue cheese tops that my grandmother saved from all the blue cheese bottles she ever opened for my grandfather. Okay, that's just the way we are. We're
really
weird. Okay.
When we moved into the house in Baltimore County, there were drawers full of rubber band balls, bread tie balls, all that kind of stuff that was saved. And I can see, you know, somebody who went through the Depression, somebody who went through World War II, and had all that stuff restricted. I can see why they could, you know, kind of save and hoard that stuff. So.
Yep.
All right. I haven't checked here. Who do we have on the line?
We have a break in there.
Oh, yes. All right. We'll take a break.
Got a break again.
Oh, that's what keeps the world going around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, hey, on Thursday, February 3rd and Friday, February 4th, mark your calendars. It's the 16th Annual Firearm and Men's Night Out Auction at A&M Auctions. See amauctions.com. The auction will be conducted at the A&M Auction Facility, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland. On Thursday, February 3rd at 5.03 p.m., the online-only auction begins with a selection of guns, ammunition, swords, knives, bayonets, shooting accessories, and more. The Thursday auction is a timed online-only auction with bidding via proxy bid. See www.amauctions.com. And then on Friday, February 4th at 5.02 p.m., the live on-site auction begins with live online bidding via proxy bid and live auctioning at the site. And that's 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland. 350-plus firearms, including antique and modern rifles, military rifles, shotguns, handguns, a 2003 Toyota Tacoma 4x4, a 98 Dodge Ram 1500 4x4, a boat trailer, a single-action military trailer, and a lot more, decoys and so forth. Take a preview on Monday, January 31st, 2022, from 4 to 7 p.m., and Friday, February 4th, 2021, from 4 to 5 p.m., right before the live auction starts. See www.amauctions.com for more information. So, hey, do you have that fireplace, you know, it's just kind of sitting there on these cold nights? You look at it and you go, boy, I wish we could figure out how to get that fireplace working, but I just don't want to haul wood anymore. I don't want to chop wood. I don't want to buy wood. I just want to enjoy, you know, the heat. Well, you can do that by contacting Hearth America or stopping by Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected an Enviro Model EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. And we just heard a thing on the news here earlier about the worldwide chip shortage, computer chips. Well, you got computer chips in your insert. You got them in your remote control. That's what makes it work. Due to that shortage, you know, you might want to consider acting now to take care of that gas fireplace insert. There's plenty in stock, but that doesn't say it's going to last. You can own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. And they've got pellets and all the accessories, too. Stop into the showroom soon so you will be ready for the coming cold weather. Well, it's here now. I can tell you that. BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is your fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! We all want clean water. So, does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Dan. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Robin? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm good.
Morning. Morning. What's up?
A little nippy out there this morning.
Yeah. You ought to be in Oakland, 9 below.
Oh, wow. Well, I was in West Virginia last weekend and just beat the snow coming out.
Got it. What's on your mind, sir?
I called to sign up for the drawing for the tickets.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good deal.
And hoping to get out this afternoon, do a little bow hunting.
Well, let's see how it fares out. It's going to be cold, but I will tell you, there are still people out there taking nice deer. There really are in this cold weather. I'm seeing it. So
I'm gonna be up in Moncton in a good spot that I haven't hunted in about three or four weeks. So I'm hoping to see something.
Well, good luck to you. Good luck.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck on the tickets, and we'll talk soon.
Have a super day.
Okay. Thank you. So long for now.
So long for now. Good luck.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, stay warm, and hug your loved ones. We've been reminded.